Kerry Nuku joins us for a corridor. Quite obviously, there are concerns with hospital staff now being told to go and self-isolate. That's because a COVID-positive case entered Middlemore Hospital over the weekend. 11 of the 29 staff doctors, 13 of registered nurses, two healthcare assistants, and the others a phlebotomist, cleaner, and ward clerk. Thanks for joining us today. Kerry is the kaiwhakahaere of the nurses' organisation. Tēnā koe, Kerry.
Tēnā koe.
It's good to talk with you, but quite obviously our frontline staff are very vulnerable. I asked Teresa Wall earlier this morning whether there are protocols to test people who are coming into the hospital or indeed staff. Can you enlighten us?
There hadn't been. We should be treating every patient as if they're that, or every patient that comes through into the hospital as if they're COVID positive. There hadn't been any type of screening process in place as a mandatory or standard practice, but that's certainly something that should be looked at.
What's the effect on our nursing staff? They're in a tough situation. They're working for our greater good, but they put themselves, their own whānau, literally in harm's way. What's been the reaction from them now that they are told to go home and self-isolate?
There's a couple of things here. First of all, there's frustration because the nurses have been saying for a long time now that there's chronic understaffing. And if you're wanting to have a comprehensive prepared pandemic plan, then you need to make sure that you've got adequate staff. And as you know, our nurses have been saying for a long time, we don't have enough staff, we're burnt out, and there are going to be accidents or errors or mistakes if we continue on in this way. So the nurses are scared and frustrated. Scared because they want to ensure that they're protected, their patients are protected, and their colleagues and their family are protected. Now, this has been a significant blow, and I know that our colleagues or the colleagues that I spoke to are reaching out to make sure that the staff are okay, that are off in isolation, because it could have been them. And so the emotional toll is one of the things that we actually haven't prepared for in this long-term management of COVID.
What's the effect on whānau? Because you go home to self-isolate, but of course most of the nurses are mothers and parents, so they go home and their immediate whānau are vulnerable immediately as well.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So for the ones that are left behind and are working, they're scared of taking something home, because not all of the families are fully vaccinated, so there is a risk there. For the ones that are going home and in isolation, hugely significant impact. You're for 14 days isolated from your family. That changes the way that we look after each other. That changes basically puts somebody further into isolation. That touch and that reassurance, that hand is what you need at these times. But of course you can't, because of the risk that you might cause further spread. So it's usually an emotional toll.
The support coming in from outside Tamaki Makaurau, has it realised the numbers that we might have hoped for?
I think we've got to really understand the gravity of the issue here. And according to what we've seen in board reports, there was a significant understaffing, I think up to 350 nurses short across the DHBs within the Tamaki Makaurau area. So what this means is that people that are coming into the area are filling the gaps because of short staffing anyway, plus if staff get stood down. We're needing to make sure that the staff that come in from out of the country aren't coming in and leaving their own district health boards or areas compromised, and that when they do come in, that they are fully supported to be able to do their work, but they are an additional to the team. They don't become all of a sudden the leader of that team. There are things that need to be weighed up to make sure that the staff are safe, and again, that we don't compromise patient safety. So closing some of the wards, as has been done, is a really important step to do to make sure that you can consolidate the staff. But then you have to ask yourself, what is the unintended consequence of reducing wards on a population of 600,000 people? What does that look like? So it is unfortunate it's reached this stage, but it's no surprise. It does show a lack of preparedness for a long-term strategy around workforce recruitment retention.
Well, there'll be a time for discussing politics, and I respect that the organisation and the sector have stayed what I feel to be justified industrial action for the wider good at this time. But certainly this is a reminder of the dangers that exist in the nursing scene in this situation, and that if anything has shown the value of the work our nursing staff do, it's what is happening right now. Let's hope that the efforts are noted and calls for change heeded.
Yeah, absolutely. I think nurses and other health professionals are frontline advocates for patients and patient safety, which is why nurses have been quite strong and fierce in saying that there is going to be some errors if we don't address the significant issue, if it just continues. Remembering that this isn't just over the 3 years that we've had nursing workforce shortages. This has been a historical after government has failed to address this issue. We shouldn't be planning and preparing during the midst of the pandemic. We should have learned those lessons last year, and we should be in a better prepared state than what we are.